those of you who have not experienced dealing with an attorney as of yet, think that if you go to an attorney, he's going to give you this legal advice, and he's going to have these legal rulings and precedents inside these law books that they go before a judge with, and the judge is going to weigh that according to the arguments and other laws that the other attorney across from you is also utilizing. Some judges do what they're supposed to do, and they do rule according to the law. But what we have is we have a number of attorneys and judges that are absolutely bad eggs. And those few bad eggs are spoiling the entire judicial system. Because even the good judges and good attorneys that know of these bad attorneys and these bad judges and these bad law firms, they will not stand up and expose it to us, the citizens, in a large wholesale basis. Because when they do, they will be punished by those few bad eggs, being the bad attorneys and bad judges, in ways that will ruin their careers, the careers of the good ones. And I have evidence to show in tape recordings here in Monterey, California, when I started my program, that my own attorneys had said that the attorney on the other side had committed crimes that they knew had to be addressed, but they would not do it because they feared reprisal to their own careers. I had an attorney tell me that what the judge in the matter was doing was considered a felony, but he wouldn't expose it. So when I started my program and I started talking about these things publicly, I had more and more individuals contact me and tell me about the same problems that they had with their own attorneys. Their own attorneys not willing to go forward and point out the crimes and misconduct of judges and attorneys in litigations. And when attorneys and judges are allowed to commit crimes during litigations, such as getting a witness to lie, ignoring when a witness has lied under perjury, hiding documents, and all these other matters that are not allowed, you have utter chaos. AttorneyBusters.com is set to try to build credibility back inside of the judicial system. Credibility and confidence of the American people in the judicial system by providing a platform for the good attorneys and the good judges out there and the good district attorneys out there to be able to stand up and say the things that they know and blow the whistle on the corruptness that's inside of the judicial system today. We want them to join forces with us. We want them to stand out. I have judges that are sitting judges on the bench here in Monterey that have met with me privately, of course, and talked with me and told me that what we are doing here, what I am doing here, is absolutely 1,000% needed, and that he himself knows of a judicial corruption by judges and attorneys here in this community. But he can't say anything about it. He tells me, well, you know, when I retire, I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to tell all. I said, Your Honor, when you retire, it is too late. The time that you need to do it is now. You have the authority and respect on a bench to do these matters and have the public take note of it, and also the organizations that are supposed to be policing these groups or these attorneys and judges out there will also hear you and stand behind you. But the judge says, I can't do it. They'll ruin my career. It'll be over for me. That's not only one judge. I've had this repeated to me by at least two or three judges. Attorneys tell me the same thing. So right now I stand here as a lone voice, of course, with my wife and other individuals that have started to hear about what I'm doing, and stand up and I'm trying to tell people, take notice of what is going on.